So, to start off, the new attorney for the DOJ that's handling, was he selected or did he apply for the job?
Well, they all put in, you know, a resume and a proposal, and we chose based on those.
How many were there?
There were several that we looked at. There was only a couple that we actually brought in to speak to. So
when the city makes the decision about whether to either fight the Department of Justice or enter into a consent decree, is it something the council votes on? Like, what's the process for deciding that?
Well, I mean, everything's a negotiation. You know, the Department of Justice and us all have said that we want to talk about how we can work forward together and move forward together and come to some sort of agreement. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's all just going to depend on whether or not there's an impasse as far as, you know, something that may be asked of us that maybe, you know, we wouldn't agree to. But, I mean, at this point, you know, the city has made tremendous strides since September. It continues to make improvements and reforms, not only in our police department, but in our courts. We're going to continue that process. We're going to continue it while we discuss this with the Department of Justice and negotiate with the Department of Justice. And, again, hopefully we'll have an amenable agreement with them.
Any timeline on that, or is it undetermined right now?
Well, one of the things we wanted to wait till we have the new council in place before we really engaged in this. However, the Justice Department actually forced us to expedite the conversation. So we told them time and time again, and we're going to continue to tell them that, you know, we have to engage the new council members, and we have to engage the public as part of this. And so we want to move as fast as possible, but we also need to take time to get out and engage the public, to continue to get some more citizen input. Some of the ideas that we have that we've been testing, we'd like to bring them out to the public to kind of gauge their interest and their feelings on some of these ideas, especially as it relates to community policing. And so that's something that's going to take a little bit of time, but we are committed to trying to make this happen as fast as possible.
What do you think? What do you think of the new council, and what do you think of the fact that the Ferguson City Council has more African American members than pretty much any time in its history?
Well, I think it's great. I mean, I think it's great because, you know, residents have asked for the council to look more like the population, the demographics of the city. People have asked for it to be more representative, and it is now. And so I think that's a wonderful development here. You know, every member that is on this council, every new member and every ongoing member, I've had great relationships with. I'm very excited. I've known these three new candidates, our three new council members, for a long time. I'm very excited to work with them, and I'm very confident moving forward that this council is going to work collaboratively together and with the community to move us forward.